peace in me steadies me now and always. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant inspiration. Peace in me steadies me now and always. I look at the world and I say, what a rotten mess. What a dumb place to live. What miserable things to think about. Just imagine, there are people who don't get along with each other. There are wives and husbands that disagree. There are children who get into trouble. And they get into trouble and they didn't really do anything wrong, but they still get into trouble. Let's just take the children who get into trouble and didn't do anything wrong. How can that be? How can a child get into trouble and it didn't do anything wrong? Well, this sounds like dirty pool, but it's the parents. If the parents would teach the child, I always do what is for my highest and best. I always do what is for my highest and best. Good goes from me, good comes to me. Good goes from me, good comes to me. I always experience the most joyous, beautiful relationships. All my life is filled with happiness and peace and love and joy. All my life is filled with happiness, peace, and love and joy. All my life is filled with happiness, peace, and love and joy. All my life is filled with happiness, peace, and love and joy. How many parents teach that to their children? Not very many. Number one, they don't teach it to themselves. They don't believe that affirmative statements, all my life is peace, filled with peace and love and joy, they don't believe that's true. We have monks here at the monastery who are perfect examples of not believing in the principle of affirmation. The monks have disagreements with each other once in a while. People living so close together, that's understandable. But then they come out with some drastic statement of things are miserable, nothing is working out, and everything is going to pot. And sure enough, the power of everything going to pot goes right to pot. All they have to do is say, all is in divine order. And they become peaceful. And no matter what the circumstances are, they see them through a different light. Now, we all are expected to do things in life, like we're expected to get up in the morning, we're expected to go to school or go to work or greet our families or whatever we're expected to do. Now, did we create that? Yes, we did. Do we like that? Yes, we do. If we don't like that, then we change. And if we change, we can change in 100 ways. One way, we can get out. The other is we can put a new cause in motion that everything is in peace. Everything is in balance. Well, I've tried that every long time. I've tried all this and stuff. Yeah, moan, moan, moan. When you try something, that means you did not give it your best. And I have a world filled with people who are triers. And they're very trying. They're very difficult people. Because they know the rules, they know the principles, they know the teachings, they know the philosophy of positive thinking. I mean, Norman Vincent Peale goes around the world, even after his demise, he goes around the world teaching positive thinking. All these wonderful, high-flown, fantastic people who know this philosophy and teach it, they live pretty nice lives, generally speaking. They have the problems too. They forget to be positive sometimes. You can imagine that. They teach positive thinking and they forget to be positive. Well, they do that. Now, I don't want to say if they can forget sometimes, then we can too. But you can't say that. You can't say that. You see, people who are spiritually illumined are positive thinkers. People who are spiritually illumined are people who would never say one word that they did not want to see manifested. Like, I don't know, you know. People say, I don't know. I don't know the answer. Well, they're not an illumined person. If they don't know the answer, that's perfectly okay. But what they can do is say, I know that I know that I know. Or they can say, let's investigate this. That looks like an interesting idea, an interesting proposition. Let's think about this, instead of saying no right away. It's so important for us to know that peace in me steadies me now and always. It's so important for us to do that, but we only do that with our positive mental attitude. Now you say, well, what's that got to do with religion? What's that got to do with anything at all? Nothing. Nothing. If we might look at religion for a second, religion is your belief. And positive thinking is not your belief. Because if positive thinking were your belief, everything you did, everything you thought, everything you acted upon would be positive. But you act upon non-positive things sometimes, non-beneficial to you, which we call non-positive. And since you do that, then you are not a spiritually illumined person. Now, a spiritually illumined person could not even imagine responding to a non-positive statement. Now, I'm going to make a dirty statement to Sylvia right now, and I'm going to tell Sylvia just how bad she is. Sylvia, you are a woman. Now, have you ever heard of anything so bad like that? She is a woman? That means she's not a man. That means that she's not a non-woman. She's not an animal. She's not she's a woman. What a terrible limitation to put on a person. Now, if I say, Sylvia, you are a divine being. That's not bad, huh? Sylvia, you are living in your divine right action now. Hey, cool, you know. Sylvia, you are a master. You like that. Mm-hmm. You buy that. Okay, now, but I call her a woman, and I limit her. I limit her. Because woman has all these limitations about it. Childbearing, it is the passive individual, it is the stay-at-home person, it is the person who keeps house and the person who their man tells them what to do and how to think and how to live. Yeah, that's what woman means, you know, that's what woman means. But you see, there's a lot of women who have not accepted that. And they have stepped out. And they said, no way. I have as much, they don't say I have as much genius. They say, I believe in myself and I am going to run IBM, you know. Or I am going to be master of my corporation. Behind every man in the universe, who was married or not, a woman was guiding him in his political views, in his business views, and all these things. And why didn't the woman go and do it herself? Because she'd always believed that it's not the woman's place. Could you go into many societies today and find that the woman's place is not free? Oh, yes. Many societies teach that, yet very strongly. Beautiful societies, powerful societies, filled with dynamic success and everything, but the women are put down. Hmm. And children, what's the statement they make about children? They are to be seen,
but not heard.
But not heard. What you have to say, children, is not important. Your connection to your divine reality is not important. I don't care about what your divine in you says. And that's what they're listening to. That's what they're listening to. They're listening to their divine self. And so after a while, they just stop listening. And we say, my God, you know, why don't you listen within? And but you always told me not to. You always told me not to say what my divine within says. You always told me not to tell you about the little people that I deal with in my mental attitude, you know. And you see, we do this. We do this. Peace in me steadies me now and always. As I become peace within myself, all that is past is gone. Now, we talk quite a bit about the past right now. So let's let that go. Let's let that go. Ingeborg, you're born new right now. There is no past. And Ingeborg, you are fresh and alive and alert right now. And Ingeborg, all of your life, you have been a jerk. All of your life, you ate everything on your plate. And now that you've become an old, decrepit woman, you can't eat everything on your plate. Interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. So, that's past. Ingeborg finds all food acceptable to her. Ingeborg finds everything in life acceptable to her. Ingeborg is the master of her life. Is that acceptable? And so Ingeborg does not act like a little snot-nosed child who doesn't get her way. Ingeborg acts like a responsible adult who does everything right, does everything beautiful. And the same with Sylvia. Sylvia has nothing to fight. She has nothing to be against. Sylvia's nature is to love. And so Sylvia is pure love. And Ellen, her nature is to be untouched. Her nature is to be non-judgmental. All of Ellen's life, she just had a ball. She did not judge politics. She did not judge people. She did not judge the neighbors. She didn't care. She only cared about her own life and her own world and the people in her world. What the neighbors next door were doing, that's their business. She didn't get tangled up in them. She didn't hear wild parties. You know how some people hear wild parties everywhere, and they call the police, and they say, there's a wild party going on in the apartment over here, you know. And that's, you know why they called? They weren't invited. You know, really. And so this has never been your problem, and that's good. Now, peace in me steadies me now and always. Now and always, I am in balance. Now and always, Ingeborg's in balance. Now and always, Sylvia's in balance. Now and always, Ellen's in balance. And now and always, Herb's in balance. Now and always, Button and Love and the cats are in balance. Everyone in our family here is in balance. Now, no new people come to campus. No new people ever come to campus. The people who come to campus are old souls, are people who are harmonious with themselves already. They don't come here to be taught. They come here to express the divinity that's within them. They come here to express their divine nature. They come here to express the peace that they've already found. We have had so many people, as the two young men who were here just the other day, they said, I want to come back. This is a peaceful place. This is a wonderful place. Don't you need to hire me for some reason? I can do anything. You know, just hire me because I want to come back. Now, they were only here for a couple hours, and they wanted to come back. They sense the peace that we have here, and that is wonderful. This is what this is all about. This is all about peace. And naturally, we'll have little testing times. And the testing times merely show that we are at peace. We are untouched. We don't let things get to us. We don't let things disturb us. We just follow our own inner path. If we let things touch us, whoops, I'm still touched. Oh, boy, boy, let me work on that, you know. I like me, I like me, I like me, you know. And if you look at someone else doing something that's not what you think should be done, whoops, I'm judging. Get thee behind me, Satan. I'm judging. And you see, those are little things. They're little keywords, little clues for us to guide our life in a more positive, beautiful way. Just because you're here at the monastery doesn't mean that you are experiencing and expressing your divinity. It should. But what it means is that you are here ready to be tested. And if you found yourself failing in the test, that means you take that program over again. And that program is balance and love and harmony. That program is saying, hey, it's okay. It's okay. But we want to be very careful with our vituperative statements sometimes. Are hateful statements, because they will come right back to roost and they will kill us. And they will kill us in a very unhappy way. And we don't want to die that way. We don't want to move to our next adventure with an ill body. That happens, but we don't want to do that. So we want to move to our dimensions of awareness with our wholeness and perfection fully in place, fully aware. This is who you are, and you are wonderful, and I love you. Peace in me steadies me now and always. I love you, I love you, I love you.